This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian-installed authorities urged all residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson to leave immediately ahead of an expected Ukrainian advance. The regional pro-Kremlin administration Saturday strongly encouraged civilians to use boat crossings over the river to evacuate deeper into Russian territory. They cited a tense situation on the front or the threat of a shelling and alleged plans for terror attacks by Kyiv. Kherson has been in Russian hands since the early days of the invasion, since February. The city is the capital of a region of the same name, one of four Russian President Vladimir Putin annexed last month. Thousands of Iranians were among an estimated 80,000 people who joined in a rally Saturday in Berlin, the largest of several protests in cities around the world, showing solidarity with women-led protests in Iran. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Iranians traveled to Berlin for the protests and were in other demonstrations in Sweden, Italy, France, Switzerland, and other European cities. Protests were also reported in London, Toronto, Washington, and Los Angeles. Iran has seen 6 weeks of growing women-led protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini. She was arrested in mid-September by Iran's morality police and died in their custody 3 days later. Amini, who was 22, was arrested for allegedly breaching the country's strict dress code for women. In Iran Saturday, protests were reported in Tehran, where protesters chanted death to the dictator around Tehran's bazaar. And also among several cities, shopkeepers and factory workers went on strike. Citizens continue to react angrily to Amini's death. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. UN human rights officials warned Friday that the escalating fighting in northern Syria could spread and lead to more deaths and mass displacement. Alicia Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Syrians reportedly have been killed and injured in intensified fighting between the militant Islamist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham and some Turkish-affiliated armed groups in northern Syria. Among the casualties was a prominent Syrian activist and his pregnant wife. Media report they were victims of a targeted killing on October 7th, fueling anger in the northwestern city of Al-Bab. The activist, Muhammad Abdul Latif, reportedly was demonstrating against the actions of Turkish-affiliated armed groups in the area, including the seizure of properties. The UN Human Rights Office is calling on all warring parties to spare the civilian population and non-military civilian objects. The agency reports more than 300,000 civilians have been killed during more than 10 years of civil conflict in Syria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. government figures showed that illegal border crossings hit the highest number ever recorded in the past year.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection say a surge in migration from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua saw more than 227,000 migrants stopped at the border with Mexico last month. For the year that ended September 30th, migrants were stopped 2.38 million times. That's a 37% increase from the prior fiscal year. The numbers reflect deteriorating economic and political conditions in some countries, the relative strength of the U.S. economy, and uneven enforcement of Trump-era asylum restrictions. I'm Ben Thomas.
The lightning-fast race to replace Liz Truss as British Prime Minister got even wilder Saturday as the former leader, Boris Johnson, jetted back to the U.K. amid speculation he will run to reclaim his former job. Johnson was ousted by a series of ethics scandals just 3 months ago, but boarded a flight back to London from his vacation in the Dominican Republic days after the dramatic resignation of a successor, Liz Truss. He remains a divisive figure among fellow Conservative lawmakers. Former Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab said Saturday morning that it was a difficult way to see how Johnson could become Prime Minister again when he's absorbed and distracted by an ongoing inquiry into alleged practices and parties at Downing Street, while the rest of the country was observing COVID-19 lockdown rules. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.